in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, I tell you this right here, just, I was reading, Lord, just, my mind was going to something. I was like, where's that? And it brought me to Isaiah. And this right here just hit me. And I want to pray, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Lord, let me speak this. Lord, just take everything away that might hinder me tonight, Lord, and let me speak your word clearly. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. Lord, you are the mighty God. You're the source of everything, Lord. Lord, just fill me tonight, Lord. Just anoint me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we came here tonight, Lord, to praise and worship you. We came here tonight, Lord, to honor you. We came here tonight, Lord, so that you might be lifted up. Lord, we love you. Lord, bless these people tonight as we hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen. It says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and to provide those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty." Think about that. Isaiah is talking about, we can also look in the book of Luke, if you look in the book of Luke, chapter 4, Jesus says these same words. In Luke, chapter 4, verse 18, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recover the sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This is Jesus speaking there in Luke, but in Isaiah, he's referring, that's what he's talking about, Isaiah. This was predicted. Jesus was, prophesied, that this is what's going to happen. So he's reading this again. He's saying, he's proclaiming this. He says, "I am the one." And what I wanted to say to you tonight, is, as a saved individual, we are the church, right? We're the temple of the living God. And Jesus said, "I came to proclaim the good news. I came to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." Man, those words there. And so if we're saved and we have the Spirit of God living within us, then we are the temple of God. And Jesus says, he taught his disciples, he said, "Now I'm going," but he said, "I'm going to leave you here. Now go do what I did." So, we're here, and I know I preached this before, but we're here. We're here to proclaim the good news to the poor, and he has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted. And that word "bind up," when we think of bind, it means to tie up. It means to secure, right? Jesus came to secure the brokenhearted. Amen. I remember when my heart was broken, I was living in sin. And when my heart was broken, and when somebody ministered to me, somebody testified to me, and when I received God into my life, when I received him, then I was secured. I was bound up in him, in his security now. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say tonight, don't you want to be bound in his security tonight? Don't you want that in your life? And he's saying, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me." Think about that. The Holy Spirit, the Lord has anointed you, the church, me. He's anointed us to preach the good news.
Amen.
And this is the year of the Lord, he says, I'm going to get to that. And I want to say tonight that this is the year of the Lord. Amen. For this church, we need to keep this in our hearts. We need to keep this in our minds that, you know, the anointing, if you're a saved individual and you believe, and the anointing is upon you. He said, I'll give you this anointing to preach the good news, to bind up and secure the faith of the, you know, this culture that we live in. This is what we're here for. Amen? Man, I get excited about this one. This right here. You know, he said, I want you to proclaim the news to the poor. That's what Isaiah is saying. That's what Jesus said, I came here to do. And then he said, you go do what I did, because I'm leaving. That's what we got to do. But we have the anointing that goes with us. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us that gives us the strength, because we can't do it on our own. And I know that there are so many that are brokenhearted in this world. There are so many people that are hurting. And they just need Jesus. And so they, how do they get Jesus? They need the church. They need the church. I need this church. Because without the church, that's when I start going backwards. Amen? That's why the church is so important. And I believe the church is losing a little bit of ground right now, and we need to take it back. Come on. Who's with me?
Amen.
Come on. I may get a little excited tonight. He says to proclaim freedom for the captives. Freedom. You remember when you got freed from your sin? Amen. What a day. When I realized that my sins were gone, when I realized that Jesus just wiped the slate clean. Amen. I was set free from the bondages of that. The things that I felt like that, you know, that were holding me back. And to release from the darkness for the prisoners. Man, there's so many people just trapped in a prison, bound by so many strongholds in their life. And he's saying, I came here to proclaim the good news. The anointed. Man, that's powerful to me. That is powerful to me because it gives me motivation. It gives me, you know, there's nothing that can hold me back now. Like, hey, I've got the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon me. I can go proclaim the good news. I can help people get freed from their bondages.
Amen.
So that they can be bound in security, knowing that Jesus has written their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen? Man, it's a wonderful thing to know this. This is the year of the Lord. This is the year of the Lord's favor. Verse 2, it says, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. It says, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion. And I think about Zion, you know, Zion is the city of David. And the city of David represents, you know, the will of God. And the church being in the will of God, think about this. You know, there's a lot of times we go through things in our life. And sometimes it's our own fault. Sometimes we do it to ourselves and we go through these things. But sometimes there's people who are living in the will of God that are doing everything right. But yet they still go through some stuff. And they go through it. And it says they mourn, they weep, they cry. And the church is here to comfort them. Amen?
Amen.
That's what we're here for. That's another thing. I mean, we're here to comfort people. Mourn with them when they're going through, when their life has just been brought to, what's it say right here? To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. When their life has just been wrecked so and just destroyed, when just like a house that catches on fire and it just burns and all there's left is just ashes. You know, I've been there in my life where I felt like that there was nothing left but just a pile of ashes. But out of that pile of ashes, God raised up something. He did. And He put me here. I mean, I went through things in my life. I didn't know where I was going to go. And if I would have done what I wanted to do, I wouldn't be here. And it wasn't that I was doing anything wrong. It's just God wanted me to be somewhere else in my future. And He knew what He needed to do to me to put me there. Maybe it's kidney disease to put me in a place where I need to be. And then heal me of it to show me how great He is. Because the last time I went to the doctor said, "You know what, Mr. Wright, you're cured." That's all she could say. She says, "I've got another patient." She said, "As rare as what you have is." She said, "I've got another patient. Has the same thing you do, and they're on dialysis." She said, "You're just so lucky." I said, "No, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. It could have just as easy been something else." But sometimes God puts us through things we don't understand. Things that we don't understand. And I'm not saying that I don't understand why everybody doesn't get healed. I don't understand those things. But I do know, I believe this, because what the Scripture tells us, He brings us through these things. But He doesn't bring us through it alone. He not only has, we have the Holy Spirit right there with us, Jesus walking with us day by day, but we also have our church. I have my church, my family, my friends that are praying for me. That's me. But each one of you out there tonight have the same thing. You have your family. You have Jesus walking with you. You have your family praying for you. And that's a wonderful feeling to know. That's wonderful. He says, instead of ashes, the oil of joy. And we know, when we look at the Hebrew, when we look at the word they use in oil, it always refers to the Spirit. It's linked with the Holy Spirit. And He gives us the Spirit of joy. Think about that. Because no matter what goes on in our life, when you're in Christ and you're following Him, no matter what happens to you in your life, you can go through it with joy in your heart.
Amen.
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 Amen. You can't get that anywhere else but with Jesus Christ. Because He binds us and secures us in His love. Amen. Man, I tell you, I read this and it's just like, wow. You know, and I've read this. I can't tell you how many times I've read this. But sometimes it just hits me. It's like, bam! Don't you love that about the Word? Man, I if you're not reading, something's wrong with you. I've got to say that. Something's wrong, man. This is where I get my joy. I get to reading and it's like, you know, and I do. I get slapped upside the face sometimes, you know. He wrecks me some days and I'm like, oh, I know. I shouldn't be whining, complaining, you know. And then He shows me something and just blesses me. And blesses me to tears and I'm like, oh, man, that's so good. I have to preach it. Because why? Because the Lord is on me. He's put it in my heart to proclaim the good news of salvation that He gave me. Somebody that didn't deserve it. I didn't deserve any of it. why? He said, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness. I love this. A planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Listen to this. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities. Man, I tell you, He can bring you out of ashes and build you up. He can bring you out of the ashes and out of the ruins of your life and just make you whole and brand new, better than you ever was before. Amen? To be used for His purpose. To be set apart for, what's it saying? To be displayed for His splendor.
Amen.
Amen. Man, don't we want that for this church? Huh? The community that looks at this church and says, man, that church, the Holy Spirit's on that church. God's working with them people. Amen. Amen. Why? Because He's anointed us. He has put the anointing on us. Amen. I love it, man. I'm telling you, I love it. I'm telling you, if you're in a place where you feel like that you've been brought to your knees, just let God take control. Know that He is going to bring you up out of it. He is going to anoint you with the holy oil. He is going to rebuild you to a place where you've never thought you could ever be.
Amen.
Because that's what He does. Verse 4, I'm going to read this again. As they will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities they have been devastated for that have been devastated for generations. Strangers will be shepherd your flocks. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. And you will be called priests of the Lord. You will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations. And in their riches you will boast. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. I love this. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. Man, I'm looking forward to heaven. Amen. Man, I'm looking forward to that day. I'm looking forward to the inheritance that has been given to me. Amen?
Amen.
We have that to look for. That's something to be, you know, joyful of. Not to say, oh man, it's almost over. Man. It's just beginning. Amen?
Amen.
Man, this is almost over, yeah. But I can't wait to get where I'm going. Amen? Because that's going to be forever. Amen? I'm loving it. I'm not done yet. I like the double portion, right? Especially eating. Mark. I love you, Jack. Inside joke, if you don't know. I won't say it, though. Oh. You know, for in verse 8 it says, for I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations and the offsprings among the people. Man, I think about that and I think, you know, I want to leave this community with something that they know that this church was on fire for God. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that what you want to leave the community with this, with that? You know, don't you want the people to think that, man, that's what an everlasting. I want it to be known for years and years and years. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Lost my place. Where am I at? Here I am. It says, all who see them will acknowledge that they are the people the Lord has blessed. Man, that right there just, I want that. I do. I want that in my life. Is that wrong to want that? That's not wrong, is it?
No, it's wrong.
I think that's what God wants the church to have, that mentality. I think He wants us to desire that. He wants this community here in Anna, Illinois, to know that we are a blessed people. Amen?
Amen.
You know what? But it's not just this church. It's every church in this community, because we're the body of Christ. You know, we're not in competition with each other. We ought to be lifting each other up. But I just want this community to know the love and the beauty of Jesus Christ, the Lord that I know, that blesses, that brings joy to my life when there's no other joy anywhere else, because you're not going to find it in the world. You can find temporary things that make you feel good. And many of us know that by experience. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For He has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in the robe of His righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. Man. Lord, I pray, if anybody here tonight, Lord, Lord, just touch them. Lord, send Your Holy Spirit upon this place. I pray the glory down right now, Lord. Lord, we need You in our lives. Let us be a great example for this community, Lord. Let people know who we are, because they know the Holy Spirit is upon us. Oh, God. I praise You. Lord, I praise Your holy name. Oh, God. Let this be the year of the Lord. Let this be Your year, Lord, that this church explodes, Lord. I praise You. I thank You in Jesus' name.